News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Further problems for Meta. We were reporting only a week or so ago about the EU's investigation into them in respect of access for those under the age of 13. Well, Commissioner Neumann is now investigating them for the way that their recommender system operates and whether or not it is in line with the requirements of the Digital Services Act. Elaine Burke is with us. She's host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, what is it that Commissioner Neumann suspects Meta of doing?
So essentially, these platforms, very large online platforms, as they're designated under the law, if they use a recommender system or an algorithm to give you a feed of content, they need to make it available to you that you can have an option to not be profiled in being given that feed of content. And that means that they don't use your information that the app has gleaned or the platform has gleaned about you in deciding what content goes into your feed. Some people would actually prefer that things go back to the chronological feed or the feed that's just people I follow and not here's some discovery that you might be interested in. And those things need to be available to you in a way that's easily accessible. So this would have been laid out in the Digital Services Act back when it came out in 2022. And Meta says that it brought out features to make it that people can switch to non-profiling feeds on Facebook and Instagram in 2023. But what Commissioner Neumann will be looking at is whether that is a clear option for people or whether that option is created under what's called a dark pattern. Dark patterns are basically design features that direct a user away from what their intention might be. And it could look really innocuous. It could look as simple as, oh, we have this option available to you, but we're going to dress it up to look like it's not favorable and that it's not in your best interest. And you'll see that sometimes with language, like this won't give you a good user experience if you opt into this, if you select this option, or it might be burying an option in a menu and making it not really clear how to find it or how to enable it.
So what's the risk for Meta in this? What's the likely punishment? Not likely, but what's the possible range of punishments?
So the highest possible level is that the Digital Services Act violations can issue a fine of 6% of annual global turnover. And for Meta, in being that this would be across two platforms for Instagram and Facebook are both being investigated here, that could amount to fines of about 20 billion euro, according to the current figures coming out of Meta. Now, those things don't happen very quickly. The investigations themselves take a lot of time. And then usually when there's preliminary findings or a final verdict on the investigation, if they do issue a fine, that will be appealed. So it can be a long, drawn-out process. But the point of the Digital Services Act when it was initially introduced was to have teeth and to make sure that it would have substantive effects on companies if fines were issued.
Elaine, thank you. That's Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.